The state of Vermont is looking more closely at development projects financed with EB-5 money. That's the federal program that grants visas in exchange for foreign investments in the United States. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, there have been some investor complaints, but the state says tighter scrutiny does not imply any wrongdoing by developers.
Under the EB-5 visa program, foreigners who invest a minimum of $500,000 in projects in the United States creating at least 10 new jobs get a permanent green card if they're approved by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. In Vermont, Jay Peak Resort owner Bill Stanger and his partner Ariel Quiros are seeking about $600 million EB-5 dollars to upgrade two ski resorts, redevelop the downtown and add a biotech center to Newport, and expand the nearby state airport at Coventry. Stanger says he welcomes increased state oversight as he recruits investors.
It will allow all the projects to be in better compliance in a timely way, and it will make Vermont an even stronger regional center because, frankly, it's the best regional center in the country now, and it will be even stronger going forward.
Vermont is one of only two states to operate its own regional EB-5 center under the umbrella of the Agency of Commerce and Community Development. Now, state scrutiny will increase and be shared by two agencies. Commerce officials will continue to promote EB-5 investment, but a project cannot proceed without approval from the Department of Financial Regulations Commissioner, Susan Donegan.
We want to make sure that the private placement memorandum, that's the document that's given to investors, adequately explains the risks as well as the project and the potential result of a project so that people can make an informed decision about whether they want to invest and give their money.
The increased state oversight was first reported by V.T. Digger. Commissioner Donegan says that more robust regulation was triggered by the growing complexity of EB-5 projects, not by investor complaints. Stanger's Jay Peak Resort expansion has drawn fire from a few early investors who say that the terms of their agreement were changed without their knowledge. It's not clear whether state review will include such already completed projects. The one now under the microscope is ANC Bio, a biotech facility proposed for Newport. The prospectus date expired, and the amended document will need the new state approval.
And we chose to update the marketing plan, and we've had a great result.
Stanger says state regulators will get, among other documents, a new independent report showing a growing market for the artificial organ devices, liver dialysis machines, and blood pumps ANC Bio wants to make in Newport. Still, Commerce Secretary Pat Moulton says EB-5 investors should realize that none of these projects is risk-free.
You cannot guarantee any kind of return on this investment. That's one of the very clear rules within EB-5. So the investor needs to fully understand that this investment is at risk. The benefit, should the jobs be created, is the visa to reside in the United States.
Neither Moulton nor Donegan will set a deadline for project approval for ANC Bio, but Stanger says he still expects to break ground at the former Bogner skiwear factory site in Newport this spring or summer. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.